So to start, this new 12-inch is your first new project since the release of the record with Anna Roxanne back in 2023. What have you been up to these past couple of years since that released?
Nothing. I mean, just like kind of touring and writing new music. I kind of moved to London for a little bit and yeah, I don't know, just like reading and stuff and seeing my family when I can, stuff like that. That's really been it though.
Do you think that that move to London played a role in the way you would approach making songs on this one?
Yeah, I think so. Like, because I got to collaborate with some homies from there. And I think London does have like a cool, interesting, like different types of music interact with each other a lot there, I think. I think the first song is Marry Me Maya. Like the first track is probably the oldest track. And then, yeah, kind of just working off from there. Oh, actually, the track with Isabella is like mad old, actually. It's like 4 or 5 years old.
Before you were starting on this 12-inch, was there anything in particular that you were keen to try out or something new that you wanted to give a go that you hadn't done on any of those older releases or those collaborative ones that you've done over the last couple of years?
Maybe keep things hypnotic but within a shorter time span. So having things not have as much time to unfurl but still maybe have like a similar effect.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I think it was kind of the original idea. I mean, on my old releases, I just like would have my synths in a mixer and then record like a brick, like one track, and then that was it. It was like live take, and now I'm doing more editing and a little bit more of like meticulous editing, I guess, if that makes sense. So it is quite different now. Yeah, I think that's it. There's benefits to both things. I think when like a feeling is like ephemeral or whatever, like it's cool to capture that too and like never mess with it again.
Talk to me about the spaces in which you did the bulk lot of creating for this one. And as a follow-up, where did the recording get done?
I write a lot of stuff just like on the computer, and then I have some synths at home that I'll use sometimes. Home is New York. And then also in London, I got to record a lot at like the Young Space and the XL Studio, and also the XL Studio in New York. And then my friend Jake Aaron's studio, and then just like, I don't know, doing stuff at like Tim's crib. Well, Tim is organ tapes. Yeah, just kind of like wherever. But I mostly like just like writing music on the computer at first at home, like journal style, I think. Sometimes it's just all in the box, but I mean, in studios, like I like to like flesh stuff out or like use gear that I can't like afford or whatever. And also like sample stuff or like sample guitars or have homies come and like play instruments and sample stuff like that. And yeah, that's kind of the vibe.
One of the most notable shifts on this 12-inch is the incorporation of your own vocals. What's it like having your own vocals on there, and what pushed you in that direction?
I don't know, I just like to sing, so I wanted to sing, and I don't know, I feel like the thing that I was doing before with the certain rhythms and the mixing of that stuff, I feel like a lot of people are doing that, and a lot of people from like Latin America are doing that, so I wanted to give them room to do stuff like that, and I wanted to start doing something that I was interested in. What interests me most with music is like mixing tropes from different genres, let's say, and taking like something from here and here, and then kind of just mixing it and then presenting it. And if you're more of like a casual music listener, you're just like, oh, this is a cool song. But if you think about music more, then you can understand like, oh, this is like a grime beat mixed with like the radio department or some shit like that. When do you come?
something that I did want to ask about is that the bulk lot of the earlier stuff you've done with DJ Python has, for the most part, been solo work. But since 2022, you've shifted into collaborative work more often. What's the appeal of that to you? And do you see yourself making a shift towards more collaborative projects?
Yeah, probably both. I mean, I've always liked collaborating on music and stuff since I was young, but the earlier stuff is like I just worked a lot and then would just make music by myself, like after work at home. And now I think I just have like more free time and I move around more to collaborate with people that I like and stuff like that. But yeah, I think it'll always be like a bit of both. Like collaborative music ideas are very unique and most good music is made collaboratively. I think with the collaborative stuff, it's multiple voices and then also it's like multiple opinions and becomes something else, you know?
Touch on each of the guests here. How did you meet them and what was it like bringing them into the fold for their contributions? Let's start with Jonino.
Yeah, Jonino, I just, when he put out It's Cold Out originally, like quite a while ago, I just like follow him on Instagram and then we kind of became friends. And then I helped put out his last record and yeah, we just chill pretty often and are just homies. And then Tim, who's Oregon Tapes, my friend Michelle, put me on to him. And then him and, like, DJ Reesh and Majestic Casual and stuff used to, like, do a radio show a lot during COVID lockdowns. And then I would just kind of talk to them while that was going on a lot. That's kind of how we became friends. And then I also put out his record, I guess, too, actually. Me and Tim were making music, and we made that beat. And then Jonino came through, and we were playing him beats, and that's the one he liked the most, and then kind of wrote and rapped over it in like 20 or 30 minutes, and then it was just done.
I wasn't out and making noise, I doing anything, metal things, swapping over cats, nightmares and bounces. I think I got it in my jeans, we don't have to cut. Cables on the rug, loose connection, I was hung dry when our feeling was above. We don't look up, you never let the doves fly, I left it with a touch. You listen and discuss.
Me a little bit more about Organ Tapes. How did you meet them? And you were saying there that you work in their studio quite a bit as well, right?
Yeah, my friend Michelle Yoon, who did like the Daibuki video, put me onto Organ Tapes. And then, yeah, like I said, he was during COVID, him and DJ Reesh and like Majestic Casual would do like a radio stream all the time. And I would just like chat with them through there. And then me and Tim would just talk. And then, yeah, I put out one of Tim's LPs on my label. And yeah, when I moved to London, he was just very kind. He put me up for like a really long time once. And yeah, we just became really good friends. He plays guitar on Daibuki.
What about Isabel Love Story? How did you meet them and what was it like working with them on this one?
Isabel and I think we're introduced maybe through Nick Leon, maybe. And yeah, kind of just became homies through music as well. I think we made it during COVID in my room, and then finished some of it in my friend Larique's house. Oh yeah, Larique's house is where I record a lot. Also, Larique and Nate's crib. They have like a studio there. But yeah, it was done pretty quickly. I just showed her the beat, and then she wrote and sang and rapped over it, and then we mixed it down at Larique's, and then another time I just added some other stuff over the beat, like years later.
It's exciting that you're releasing this one with XL. How did that link up happen, and what's it like being on a label with that sort of history?
It's cool, man. I mean, I love XL. Like, throughout the decades, kind of like, you know, the Jungle Raga stuff in the beginning, and I don't know, when I was like a teenager, they put out a lot of records that I really liked, like the Rat-A-Tat records, and I don't know, I think the roster right now is really cool. Besides, like, you know, like the very big people, like, I think it's cool that Nourished by Time and like Florence and Claire and stuff are on it. So I feel like they're doing kind of interesting stuff. And I love YG. And it's cool that they also put out like Blawan and Batu. And yeah, I feel like they have a cool balance right now of like these like bigger things and like still keeping tapped to like more underground stuff.
to wrap things up here, I wanted to ask how you approach the sequencing of the 12-inch. Is the track order something that you put some thought into?
Yeah, totally. Of course, always. I always think of it in like the physical format term. So I guess the B-side is the more dancey side, but also I feel like I wanted it to end on a more elated note. And yeah, I think the first two songs are the more mysterious-y ones. And the third song I feel like was just a good A3. But yeah, I think it flows how I would want it to flow. Hey, CJ Python, and you're listening to Hunter on BFM. Is that all right?